Shadow Processing. This is Aratima. In order to make good progress, it is important to clear the egoic structure. Just waking up to the center of the mind, waking up to the self, that who you are, is one thing. But we don't want to flood the old egoic structure, the arrogant part, the one that is constructed via lots of childhood programming and blaming and judging and pain and all these things. We don't want that structure to be flooded with presence, with light, and sooner or later use it. We want to also dismantle that part. We want to make it pliable and a fluid container for the sacred. So this material was given to me by my teacher, and I'm very grateful to her. She outlined three processes, and that are very easy to do, and you have a journal to write things down that you will be using, and then later it's actually quite simple to even do in your head. You might not want to do it initially when you're driving, but essentially it will become second nature for you. We've spoken about the fact that the world is made out of dark and light. It is an electromagnetic field that spins back and forth and is held together through this dynamic interaction between the polarities. Your mind is made out of a conscious and an unconscious, and the conscious is polarized as much as the unconscious is polarized. Your thoughts are an architecture on which emotions get stuck and hang on. So just to cry out emotions and to release emotions is not sufficient if the underlying structures aren't dismantled as well. All the structures together make up your present identification, your present ego. So when they become cleared and your structure becomes more spacious, more luminous, and can contain more that which is real, the clear light of reality, you feel better. You are really more who you are. You're more yourself. So when issues arise, when there is pain, we can go and get the journal and we can process and clear the shadow. The shadow is everything you project out that are the things that you don't like. It's the world out there, the world that does things to you, the things you cannot control. That is your shadow. It comes up when you react, when you get triggered. So you've already practiced and you keep practicing your attraction and aversions to notice when you're attracted and when you are having an aversion or you just dislike something. Because they show you a structure you're caught in, a pattern. And this material is laying that out very clearly. The first practice will be in story form. What you will be doing is to write down an issue, something that is bothering you. And you write it down like a little paragraph or two or three. Then you will be underlining all the charged words, all the words that have an opposite and could have an opposite. And then you, after you've underlined everything, you write each underlined word into the column on the left side of your journal. Then, once you've done that, you pull them all out. It's a very tedious process, but just bear with me. When you do this, there's already something happening within you. Then you begin to find the opposite word of each of the words that you pulled out that are lined up on the left side. You write the opposite of each word onto the right column. Let's say you wrote friend. You had an issue with your friend. You write the story, so and so. You pull out friend. Then the opposite of friend would be the opposite, maybe enemy. you feel yourself into what would be the exact opposite of this word. If it's the word your, then an opposite would be mine. If it is we, it could be you. If it's she, it could be he. If it's an emptiness, it could be fullness. If you write about that you're depressed, will be opposite. Vital would be happy. There could be different words, and you want to find the exact word that matches that energetic charge, kind of neutralizes it. What we're going to do is we're going to neutralize. Now, once you have both columns done, each word has an opposite. They're right in front of you. Then what we want to do is we want to give both columns up. We offer them up. We basically offer them up to grace. We just say to the universe, here are my words, here are my columns, here is my story. I don't need this particular pattern anymore. I don't need this story anymore. I don't need these words, the energy that's in these words, something like that. And you just basically just say, offer the story back up to the universe, to grace, to God. And then you just wait, you close your eyes. You have your legs uncrossed, your hands are uncrossed. You just sit for a moment, quiet. And just let it happen. There's nothing for you to do. You might take a deep breath. It all happens by itself. And then you will feel either a little bit of a shift or a stronger shift, or you need to breathe or something's different. And you will notice that you don't really feel so much of a charge anymore around your story. Then you're going to look at it. Check again in this moment. How do you feel? What's left? Maybe you have to write another little story, another paragraph. So you're going to do this initially quite often, to just write a paragraph about your little story. Underline the words, pull them out, find the opposite, offer both up. Just sit still and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are assuming and expecting that this is surrendered, because this is what you wanted to do. You are offering it up. Now let's come to the second exercise, which is the squares techniques or boxes. And in your journal, you're going to have a blank page. And what we need is to basically just pull a line, write a line just in the center of the page, and then a vertical line and a horizontal, so that you just basically have four corners on your page. On the top left corner, you're going to write desire to. On the top right corner, you're going to write the fear to. And then on the bottom left corner, you write desire to. And on the bottom right, you write the fear to. So we have four corners. We're going to write about the unconscious polarities and the conscious polarities. We're going to look into all four corners of the mind, which we talked about, has those unconscious and conscious polarities. And you will find yourself probably in just one of these boxes, in these corners where you are very identified. And then there might be one or two others, often it's just one, but sometimes two, that seem weird, that you cannot relate to. They are very unconscious. So let's find an example. Let's say you want to move. You have the desire to move, but you're not sure. There's issues around that. So you would write down, because you're suffering, you would only do this because you're suffering, there's a problem, so you do the processing. So you write down the desire to move. Well, then you write, then on the right top side, you will write the fear to move. And then on the bottom would be the opposite, the polarity of moving. So that would be the desire to stay. And then the fear to stay on the right bottom corner. So here you go, you have it now all written out. That's your structure, that's your pattern. So we want to look into what drives, you know, to hold yourself within this pattern, because your reality, all the situations in your life, all disease, everything is mind. And I'll repeat that. Everything is mind. Everything is made of thought. And as humans, we are holding thoughts in place. We crystallize them, and that's where the suffering comes from. So normally there would be like a figure eight running. We would be moving through all these four corners, like a figure eight that crosses over in the center of your square. And you would move through very freely, because who you are is really the spot in the center, that center of the mind. But if you're noticing you want to move, there's an attachment there, there's a desire. So you are being caught in the attraction corner on the left top, the desire to move. So now you're going to write down what are the reasons that you want to move. So you fill the box with, because you have maybe more space in the new place, you like to be in a different environment, you don't like the neighbors, or you just don't like the town, whatever it is, you just write it all down. And then you have doubt. So there's also the fear to move. So you're going to write down, will I have enough money? Will the mortgage will be approved? Will I find the right place? Will I actually like the new place that I'm going to live in? Will my partner like it? Will I be too far away from my family or relatives? You know, et cetera, et cetera. So and then there will be another angle, another corner in your mind that will just say the desire to stay, because it could be because you write down all the reasons there, because it's easier. You don't have to move. You don't have to renovate. You don't have to spend money. Your life is not disrupted with moving, packing boxes, you know, etc. like that. And then the fear to stay would be maybe missing out, that you could be living in a better place, make new friends, enjoy the area there better, you know, and so forth. So you fill all these corners out. And then once you've done that, you do the same thing like in the first exercise. So you're just going to sit down, feet, arms are uncrossed, and you just close your eyes and just say, I don't need this program anymore, this pattern. I'm offering this up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just sit quietly for a few moments and let the energy shift within you. There's going to be a shuffling around of energies on all different levels. And when you notice that, after you're done, when you think about the issue, there isn't any charge left, or there is way less charge left. So you want to, if that is so, you want to go over it again and find out maybe in that square that you just did, if there's some word or some issue that has another, you know, a little bit of a twang to it that you want to go back, you can actually pull that out. Let's say it's about money. You're not sure if it would be too costly. You would create a whole new square. You would write the desire to spend money on the move, the fear to spend money on the move, and the desire to not spend money on the move, and the fear to not spend money on the move. So here I'm making a suggestion to actually use the not. This is a second variation of a square, where you are in the first square, what we did, we used the opposite, the polarity of the particular issue. But there's a second version of doing a square where you introduce the not. You use the same topic, and that you put into all the four corners, the desire to such and such, the fear to such and such, and the desire not to such and such, and the fear not to such and such. So that would be another twist to really dig deep into those corners and mechanism, the particular mechanism of your pattern. You can come from different angles at it. So you can actually go over that, and then you just do it again. And if you have something that has to do with your body illness or some very, very long-standing pattern, you want to really work at it for many, many weeks, sometimes even months. But if you come from it all angles over and over again, and you just pull out everything that has a bit of a charge, and you keep doing another square, you can eradicate that in a very graceful way, because grace is actually coming in and restoring this pattern. It releases, you're letting it go and you're shifting. So the squares are really one of my favorites. There is a third process that is specifically geared towards your emotions, and these are the triangles. So let's look at the triangles. That's the one that you would like to do when you are in an emotion. And so emotions are often very uncomfortable. You don't want to feel angry, heavy, frustrated, you know, all these depressed. So what we're going to do is, you see, if you see it in your manual, there are three dots and you want to connect them so you have a triangle. So the left lower is going, you're going to put your positive emotion, and on the right lower is your negative emotion. So you'll probably put in sadness maybe, or anger. And if it's sadness, then the positive, what would be the positive? It would be happy. If it's depression, I'm depressed, you would might say I am light, I am joyful. So you would find that particular opposite to your emotion. Once you've done that, you are going to sit, palms up, just feet flat on the ground, and you just say, I'm just going to offer up these two emotions. And it really helps, because once you wrote them down, you've already shifted into your neutral observer to some degree. I actually like to put one of the emotion on the right hand and the other emotion on the left hand. Whatever hand, doesn't really matter. You just want the two opposites, and you just kind of even might even slide your hands together in your lap, relax, just say, I offer up all of this. And then you just sit, and you just sit, and you let the shift happen. Until you might take a deep breath, or you just feel it's done. The shifts can take a few seconds to minutes, and the more you do this, you will find that your shift actually deeper. You're capable of shifting a lot more within one process. You might actually sit longer, or you go into a very deep, relaxed, meditative state. Or the opposite, you feel very vitalized. It really depends what kind of energy is being blocked up by that pattern. It's going to be very unique to you. So triangles are very easy to use and to make your shift out of your present state. So that's very easy and fast to do. And if you don't have enough of a shift, then go back and check, what kind of emotion do I feel? And then you're going to do it again. Now, in order to even make this more powerful, it is suggested to put the ascended state and to write that down. Let's say you have your sadness and your happiness. Once you've shifted those two together, you're actually literally creating an energetic pathway from the solar plexus into the heart. It's really happening in real time the moment you're shifting. So once you have digested those two energies, the negative and the positive, they kind of reconfigured, they became whole, they integrated. You're experiencing something different in the heart. You're having a new emotional state, a heart state. It's a higher state than a polarized solar plexus energy. So, and then you feel yourself into this. Once you've, in this particular case, you know, you might feel the depression is gone, and you also the happiness, that excited opposite of being all high and a little manic maybe, is gone. And so what would be the new state? And it'll be very unique to you. You might feel just peaceful suddenly, or content, or a sense of neutrality maybe. And I want you to look at it very clearly and really try to find a word for it. And in your manual, you will find a row of words that our teacher gave us that is very beautiful to refer to, because some of the higher ascended states that you're not used to living, you don't even use the words because they were not part of your experience. Many people use very few words of how they're feeling. I'm feeling fine, I'm okay, I'm well, I'm great, I'm fun, I'm excited, and that's it. And there are so many more. And we want to really open up the heart state where there are very different emotional states that are way more elevated that you want to live in. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a whole new experience from life, and we're going to recycle the present stuck energies, the shadow in your unconscious. We want to recycle it and make it conscious. We want to wake up to the shadow. We want to illuminate, and it has to do with integrating. Remember, we need to make the unconscious conscious. That is important in the process of waking up. So you got all this great material that is fertilizer for your new, more happier state. And the mastery of being able to, at any given time, with the neutrality and this awakeness of this ability to observe, how do I feel right now? Where am I triggered? What is it I'm rejecting? And you quickly can check into it and you make it a little square, even in your mind, that I desire to such and such, and the fear to such and such, and so forth. And just I offer this up. Sometimes it helps even to just say the four corners of your square in your head, and then click, it just lets go, because you are not buying into the restriction, into that dynamic of being stuck. So just for energy transmission, I'm going to speak a few words of these ascended emotional states that are in your manual, and just listen and feel into these words. And there could be some of the new states that you might experience when you are clearing your emotional states through the work of the triangles. Acceptance, samadhi, purity, neutrality, unconditional love, bliss, humility, quiescence, trust, unity, joy, impeccability, balance, humor, attunement, harmony, harmlessness, devotion, surrender, tolerance, truth, wisdom, compassion, equality, eternity, forgiveness, grace, peace, patience, clarity, detachment, faith, gratitude, generosity, equanimity, surrender, selflessness, discernment. And there are many, many more states that you might even want to look up in a thesaurus. And when you read a book, there are a novel, there are some words in there that are giving you a feeling of a different emotional state than you might be experiencing, but don't have a word for. So do a lot of processing. I highly recommend it. And it's part of this course to really look at everything. Don't leave a stone unturned. Anything that's bothering you, even if the neighbors are noisy, if you have people that play the music too loud and always bothers you, just remember that's the physical world. It is your unconscious. Make a square. Make a square. There's a desire to have noisy neighbors. The fear to have noisy neighbors. The desire to have quiet neighbors. The fear to have quiet neighbors. If you don't like your work, the desire to have a new job, the fear to have a new job, the desire to stay in the old job, and the fear to stay in the old job. And then the opposite, you might do the desire to have a new job, the fear to have a new job, and desire not to have a new job, and the fear not to have a new job. So you can feel into this, the fear not to have a new job. Can you feel the quality of it, how, what comes up? So try that out with something right now. Take your journal and maybe write down 3 or 5 issues. I'm sure you'll find them. And then clear. Clear and clear and clear, and just do a lot of it, and just don't, you don't have to write very pretty. It's really just about the process. Just get it out, process, 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 and get these little, you know, spiral bound journals. You know, you can basically just go through them really quickly. They're quite cheap, and you just pile them up and you just process. You can shred it afterwards or whatever you want to do. You just want to get into this mechanism of where you're opening yourself up to the unconscious, you're shifting into the core, you're allowing yourself to stay in the middle ground, and really begin to see that everything is you, and you're not going to be stuck in a corner where there's so much suffering, where you're contracting as consciousness. So have fun with it and enjoy the freedom each time of surrendering one of your patterns.